opportunity. You got, excuse me, Scott, I got to take this call. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that voters know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we know someone from that world, and once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Mr. Smalls.
Oh, good morning, Mark, and God bless you. And I have the highest respect for the Jewish people.
I'm very happy to hear that. Today I'd like to discuss swing states.
Can we do that? Is that like Benny Goodman, or is it like those states where, you know, people swing both ways?
No.
You know, sodomites undermining the sanctity of marriage.
No, no,
homosexuals,
no,
men lacking men,
no,
women on
no,
women.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the states that could go either way, for Bush or for Kerry.
Bush or Kerry.
Yeah.
Mark, the election's over.
No.
I mean, I'm telling you, Aunt B couldn't sew up a pair of Opie's dungarees the way tighter than George W. Bush has sewn up this election already. It was a landslide, honey.
Yeah, and listen, buddy. Bush has never had the support of more than 50% of this country. All right, bottom line.
Mark, the only states that don't support Bush are Manhattan and San Francisco. And I got news for you. They've been communist-controlled since 1946. They have a Politburo.
No, this is
in Manhattan. They do.
Those are cities. They're cities. They're not states.
They read Pravda.
No, they don't.
I've seen it. They read Pravda.
No, it's
Fidel Castro.
Right.
Cuba. Politics.
Listen to me. Every political pundit, both left and right, would agree that lots of Americans disagree with Bush's policies. Okay? Do you understand?
Oh, now, okay.
All right.
I know what you're talking about there.
Okay.
Those are those retards that are on death row in Texas. Well, of course they don't like Bush. What are you going to do with them? I mean, sad little people getting executed. But, you know, just before they were lethally injected, all of them switched to Bush. Every one of them, they all signed a pledge.
Four
more years. Hello, Jesus.
No, listen to me. I got you in a corner here. I can feel it. You know, you're scared, all right? Because the polls say that there are several states completely up for grabs. Up for grabs.
It's over. You know what I tell you is up for grabs? Freedom. But thanks to President Bush, freedom is on the march, and everyone loves freedom except for terrorists, Muslims, the Dixie Chicks, and apparently you, Mark Maron. Freedom over. No, wait, freedom's not over. Election's over.
This isn't even my opinion. It's a fact. There are several states that could swing either way.
Did you have to bring Dick Cheney's daughter into this?
I didn't say anything about Dick Cheney.
What are you talking about? Defaming a lesbian by saying she's a lesbian. That's disgusting. And you wonder why 99% of this country supports President Bush. I'll tell you why. Freedom is on the march. Freedom marching. March.
No, freedom, baby. So you refuse to admit that this could be a close election. Is that what you're telling me?
Mark, I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. This is what I sound like, being real quiet, dignifying your remark.
Just listen to me.
Are you hearing it?
Yes, I hear it. Just say it. Bush is going to lose.
Oh, it's loud.
He's going to lose.
My sound is loud.
He's going to lose.
Freedom.
No, he's not.
Freedom over.
Come on, Lawton. I know you. What's going on inside?
Communism.
No. He's going to lose, Lawton. There we go.
It's over. Bush is going to lose. He's a terrible candidate. He lies. It's no shade of dirty. Dirty.
See, now I like it when we get to the honesty.
Nobody lies.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
They used to call me Pee Wee. Nobody lies.
Martin, are you okay?
Lies.
Okay, that's okay. So you want to vote for Kerry?
Freedom on the march. Four more years. March.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you. It's always good talking to you. Take care.
All right.
Say hi to Brian Wilson for me.
Oh, good. It's rough, buddy. Oh, look, we got some calls on the real...